In today's gospel, Jesus heals a man with a speech impediment. Now notice how this healing took place. The healing took place away from the crowds, in private. And in much the same way, Jesus leads us off with him, away from the crowd, to be healed. If only we allow him. There in quiet intimacy, our Lord invites us to show him even our deepest wounds, our greatest, most shameful sins. And when we do so, we are not met with reproach or condemnation or impatience. Rather, we are welcomed with love, and we're tended with prayer and either healed or made strong for the burden that seems only we can bear sometimes. Just as Jesus ministers to us, we too are called to do the same for one another. This sense of the closeness to the divine, this healing, reminds us that in some sense we are already becoming the kingdom of God. For in responding to his call for continuous renewal and conversion, we ready ourselves to experience the kingdom. So let us let down our guards and allow that good news to open up and to guide our lives. Some may wonder how it is that they can find God. But in reality, he never leaves us. Even when we create walls which make it difficult for us to listen or hear him. Perhaps those walls are found in the busyness of our lives. We're picking up children or grandchildren in our cars, and we're running to appointments, and we're squeezing in that time for a quick meal. We are on the go. And in that frenzy, it can seem difficult for all of us to hear God, to experience his presence and companionship. And that's why we have prayer, spending time with God, simply being with him. I've spoken frequently of late, as you know, of our collective need to gear down and to be mindful and to listen to the quiet whisper of God, to open our hearts. And today we respond to our psalm with those beautiful words, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." And when we live our lives with open hearts and open ears and open eyes, when we pray and study his word, when we are in service to others, we find ourselves in close communion with God. We uncover God, so to speak, once again, the loving, merciful, and compassionate God who has never left us. The needs of the poor and the cries of those in distress were at the heart of our Lord's ministry. And as the Son of God, he used his divine authority and power to heal others. And we too have tools for healing in listening to the forgotten, in feeding the poor, in standing up for the defenseless, in allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us in our actions. I've come to believe that one of the most important tools for healing is found in humor. And each of us can find humor, or at least a smile, in the ordinary circumstances of our lives. I'm privileged each week to celebrate Mass with our school children. And the topic on Friday, the homily topic, was doing justice. How is it that we become just? And our children predictably came up with some great answers. For those of us, not necessarily me, for those of us who grew up with the Art Linkletter show, remember that? Kids say the darndest things. Each week, I am reminded of the reality of that statement. And I know that for our teachers, and especially for parents, that there are even more frequent reminders than once a week. Anyway, the question of sharing came up. I happened to have brought along a couple of oranges to offer a point, namely that we should share with those who are hungry. And a modest number of children indicated that they were hungry for an orange at that moment. However, it was when I dug deeper into that bag of goodies that I brought that things got really interesting. For out came three Twinkies. Yes, they're still around, believe it or not. You know, indeed, some people have suggested that no matter what we do to our planet, no matter what happens to us, these amazing treats of soft sponge and whatever it is in the middle will survive even the most environmentally profound of disasters. And when these treats of undefinable origin came out, guess what? Every hand shot up when asked, "Who's hungry?" There was this wave of children who suddenly found their appetite. And later, when I walked through the cafeteria, I had more requests for Twinkies. One fellow said to me, "I promised to share mine." You know, progress happens. Now, this isn't one of those funny ha-ha joke things, but it did make me smile, for there is great humor and irony in the ordinary circumstances of our lives. And perhaps when we seek to see that humor, we find a bit of healing ourselves.